last week about the third chelik of the Marocha Ashlishis called Das Torah. We have to, a person has an awareness of which midas he needs to be in a second. We spoke about a little bit of a roadmap of Tikkun against Das Torah, which means that a person's Das, a person's Seichel, a person's Mahos, a person's Panimius. It's a shaykhus to Torah. We started to talk last week that the first step in a person absorbing Torah, we're talking now about a new topic. We're not talking about the God, we're talking about the actual connecting to Torah. We're trying to get back to what we spoke about at the beginning of El Smach Bocho B'Yaldu Secha, where the goal of Torah is that a person should get the Simcha from Torah. Simcha means Shlema, Simcha means harmony, Simcha means that a person is Mo'uchid with Torah, Mo'uchid with Eibishta. Yisrael V'Arayis V'Kutcha Bruch L'Chadhu. The thing that shters the Chadhu, first of all, is bad midas. Without bad midas, B'chal, there's no glue that B'chal can even begin to connect the Yisrael and their Eisa and the Kutcha Bruch L'Chadhu. That's the Yisrael of the Acheretz Kodmu L'Torah. That a person has to go be masaking himself. In order for there should be a kli kibbul, chlal for Torah and for the Eibishta, for the Israel and for the Raisa and the Kudja Bruchu. But on that's chlal tonight koydim lamaisa. But after that, there's still a rule called we started seeing last week the Gemara in Sukkah, kli moly machzik kli reik in a machzik. And here's the big riddle that if a kli reik is not machzik Torah. Bracha El Yoina on top of Reish Aleph, Eino Shoyra Al Dova Reikon. Hecher Azachim, Bracha El Yoina, Bechal is not Chal on something that's empty of Ruchnius. Kivnei Dakusa, it's so Ruchnius, Dick. Eino Yochel Lishra Ezel Amhaza, it can't glue itself to Ezel Amhaza. So now begins the big riddle, the big question that if Kli Reika and Amachzik and only Kli Mali Amachzik, how does a person start? How do you break that cycle of Kli Reik and a Machzik? A person starts off empty, and a Kli Reik can be Machzik Torah. The Gemara over there is talking about Torah. The Gemara was arrived over there from Torah. So how do you break the cycle of Kli Reik and a Machzik? How do you fill yourself up? It's in order to understand the answer to this question, you have to understand why Taka is Kli Reik and a Machzik. So you just explained it. A Kli Reik means that a person is devoid, there's a vacuum of Ruchnius. Torah Kedosha is Kulei Ruchnius. Ruchnius doesn't stick to Gashmi, this is a big problem. A person is this is the taina that Malachim said to Moshe Rabbeinu when he came up to Merkabah L'Torah. Yilud Isha, you're talking about a human being, flesh and blood. A Gashmi, a Megushim Dika being. And the Torah is not Kulei Ruchnius, Kulei Dvar Hashem, Kulei De'Ebishta. How do you glue the two things together? That's the aside of Kli Reik Ein HaMachzik. The aside of Kli Reik Ein HaMachzik is that a Ruchnius is a Gazach, it's not Machzik, it doesn't stick, it doesn't have it's not a Kli Kibble for it. That's what the Malachim time is, Yilud Isha. So what's the answer to that, Zach? So we have to find something that's a bridge between the pure, unadulterated Ruchnius of Torah to the pure Gashmius of a person's guf. That's what we need to do here. We need to find a bridge. The mashal, if a person wants to paint the wall, the paint doesn't stick to the wall, so they put a primer on first. What's a primer? A primer is a shtickle glue, it's a shtickle paint. And it glues it to the wall, and then the paint sticks to the primer. It's almost like that. The mitzvahs inject ruchnius into the guf enough. It means like this. I'll explain soon by Rechava, but first of all, the tzuras advarim. So we have this problem, kli reik and a machzik. A person is megushim, and a person by nature is devoid of ruchnius, and it can't be whole Torah. What do you do? How do you bridge? How do we stick? How do we attach Torah to the person and to break this cycle of kli reik and a machzik? The answer to that is mitzvahs. The Birat Dvarim is like this. I want to explain Baruch Hava. That's the first answer that he says over there. Mitzvahs hem kelim lekabalas or hatera. The Birat Dvarim is like this. He says over here a very short explanation. I'm going to explain it Baruch Hava. The Mishnah says in the end of Perek Gimel Perek Yavas, this is a very, very big yisoid. And if we can understand this yisoid, by the way, it could change a lot of things in our approach to Avodas Hashem. Mishnah says over here in the end of Perek Gimel, Hu Ayoimer, Kol Shech Chachmasa Merubu Mimaisav, a person who has more Chachma, more Torah than mitzvahs, person has more Torah than mitzvahs. I'll explain what that means. Lao daimel ilan shanofa meruvim. It's a tree that has many branches. B'sharash of watam has a minimal amount of roots. What characterizes a tree that has a lot of branches and very little roots? Haruach bo v'yakarta v'efachta bano. Comes a wind, comes a breeze, and blows it over. It doesn't have any roots. It has heavy branches which weigh it down. And it comes a wind that gets knocked over. Aval kol shemaisa meruvim mechachmosai. But somebody has more mitzvahs than chachma. L'mao daimel. The ilan shanof of water, we have little branches. Shirosha Marum has a lot of roots. Shafilu Korucha Shabbail and Boss and Nashua's boy. Any wind that will come, any tornado, any hurricane, Ain Mezizan Isaac will come, a person doesn't budge. It's the Chamavot the Kazaf, this Mishnah is a Haftocha from Chazal, Halayan life. Saying Gashmi, saying Ruchni is there are many winds that blow a person over, knock a person over. Shein Chazal over here. In the end of Perek Gimel Avos, that if a person has more meisim than mitzvahs, more meisim, more mitzvahs than Torah, he has more roots than branches. Kol ruchay sheba'olam boyz v'noishvayz boy, he has a haftacha. There's no wind, there's no tornado, there's no kol ruchay sheba'olam that can budge you. You won't budge. You won't budge from your place. Now that's something that we're all looking for short term and long term. A person lives life and goes through all types of storms and tornadoes and hurricanes. And the person's looking for stability. It's easy as it comes. I don't budge from where I am. Why is that totally in mitzvahs more than mice and mice more than mitzvahs? And the Maral asks, why are chachma called branches and mitzvahs are called roots? The Birat Dvarim was like this. The Pasuk says in Mishlei, and that the Ali Shor brings down, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah. I want to explain Barachova, the Yisrael of the Maral, in many, many places. It's one of the cornerstones of all the Torah of the Maral. This is also one of the cornerstones of Avodas Hashem in general. Pasuk says, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Mitzvah is called a Ner, and Torah is called Or. Explain to the Maral, a Ner doesn't mean a light. A Ner means the Kli. A Ner is a lantern that holds it, and the Torah is the Or. Mitzvahs, why are mitzvahs called the Kli, and why is Torah called the Or? Explains the Maral that the Kli is a physical Zach, it's a Gashmi, it's a Gazach. Mitzvahs, says the Maral, operate on the Guf. So the mitzvahs are a Kli, the mitzvahs are a physical utensil, a physical receptacle, a physical Kli, a physical Kli kibble, which is the kli kibble for the aur of Torah, bir hadvarim, this nekudah mamish. The guf is not a kli kibble for Torah in its natural form. The guf in its natural form is not a kli kibble for Torah. In order to turn the guf into a kli kibble for the aur of Torah, like we just said, you have to have mitzvahs. Ki ner mitzvah. The mitzvah turns the guf into a ner, into a kli kibble, into the lantern that is able to hold the Torah. That's what it means. Ki ner mitzvah. Mitzvahs are the ner. Mitzvah shafts the ner. Mitzvah creates this kli kibble which is able to hold the aura of Torah in a gashmi yisdik world. Why? Because mitzvahs is the way we inject ruchnius into the guf. It's a kli reik. Guf is devoid of ruchnius, empty of ruchnius, leidik of ruchnius. A mitzvah is kiner mitzvah. The mitzvah turns the ner into a kli kibble. It brings kachenu b'mitzvah secha. Then v'sein chalkenu b'sarah secha. Without kachenu b'mitzvah secha, you can't have v'sein chalkenu b'sarah secha. Kachenu b'mitzvah secha says, machen helik the guf, or raise up the guf, or machen the hoibin the guf, lift it up, sanctify it, give it kedusha, inject kedusha into the guf, kachenu b'mitzvah secha. That's ner mitzvah. Mitzvah shafts the guf to be a ner, to be a kli kibble. Then Torah or. Then you have the or of Torah. Or is light. Or is a ruchnius dikker concept. There's no gashmius in or. Or is kule ruchnius. The relationship between mitzvahs and Torah is that mitzvahs creates the kli kibble in the guf. Mitzvah breaks the deadlock of kli reik and amatz. Kli reik and amatz means it can't be matzik Torah. Torah is or. The guf is kule gashmius. How's the kleptach tzu, ruchnius and gashmius together? The relationship between mitzvahs and Torah is that mitzvah is the ner. Mitzvah creates the kli kibble that now the guf a person did a mitzvah, he injected kedusha, it's not a kli reik anymore. We broke the kli reik vicious cycle. We broke it. Now the guf's not a kli reik anymore. The guf has kachena mitzvah secha. Now we can have saying chalkeinu b'zayra secha. By the way, what I'm saying is mistama the plush of shat and the gemara on Shabbos. What did the Malachim say to Moshe Rabbeinu? What did Malachim say to the Eibishta? Yelud Isha? Chem de Genuza? You have a treasure that's 974 dairis before Bria's Ha'ilam, and you're giving it to Yelud Isha? So what the Eibishta said? Hashem Lam Tshuva, b'chul, b'chul, b'chul. What did Moshe Rabbeinu in the end answer? What did he answer? He answered, you have mitzvahs? We have mitzvahs. We're not a Yelud Isha. We have a way of Kli Kibbut Torah. Kibbut Ha'aim. It's Mitzrayim. With all the mitzvahs, Shabbos. It's Taku Yelud Isha, but we have a Hechatimz of a Kachena Mitzvah Secha. We have a way of clapping the Chesul Torah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu answered. We have mitzvahs. And a mitzvah has the ability to take a person and inject Kedusha into this Yelud Isha, into this Bas of Adam, and this is Adam Yisoydei may offer and Soyfala offer in this Sula Mutzav Arta, but Reisha Magia Shemaimah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. You have a Shabbos, you have a Kibbutz. You don't even see these Musarim Bukhal. And Dafka Yelud Isha could do mitzvahs. Dafka Yelud Isha could do Kachena Mitzvahs. And Maral speaks in other places that the Kli for Torah is not a Bidiyevit. I'm not sure the Omer the Maral. Okay? Everybody knows that the Avodah Siras HaOmer, we count from the Omer, which was Sa'irim, was Michael the Hamer. The Maral speaks about it in many places. And the Maral. Why do we count to the Omer? The Omer is the Hakar, but what does it do with the Hachonah from Mount Teru? Shtein the Marsha and Roshana Dafta Zayin and others, that the Omer was Soirim, which is Michael Behemo, and Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. They were like Chamor, they were like Behemoth, and they went ahead and they got to Yantav Hashuas, which is Shtei Alachim, which is Chitim, which is Michael Adam, Amench. The Maral says in many places that you could look at it as a Bidiyevit. Otherwise, they left Mitzrayim, the Torah is Behemo, and the Sirius Omer is to become a Mensch. He says much more than that. He says the Torah was only given for somebody who starts off as a behemoth. Torah wasn't given to Malachim. See, so the Hachon of Man Torah, it's not the Shaz, we never were Sairim. No, you have to start from Sairim. You start off as a behemoth, and you take the behemoth, and you refine it, and you make the behemoth into a mensch. That's where Torah is. There's no Chachmah to give Torah to the Malachim, Zakh to Maral. So the Avoid of Sairim is not a Bidiyevit. The Avoid is take the Sairim, take the behemishkeit, and Kachenu, lift it up, refine it. Maybe it's going to meet this a little bit, do some mitzvahs, and we have a kachain mitzvah stuff, and then we say, okay, no, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu answered. He said, you load Isha, you're going to give him Torah? Yeah, it's like a clear again, ma'abzik. The Malachim do the Gemara and Sukkah. The answer was, nein, the Machta Torahs. It's kachain mitzvah secha. A yid has the ability to create a clean mole. He can fill himself up. Dafka the Yilud Isha, says the Maral. Dafka the Yilud Isha. Malachim don't have the ability to do mitzvahs, they don't have a growth. Dafka the Yelud Isha, because he's a Yelud Isha, he has the ability to inject Kedusha into this Kli Reik, and then comes Tyra. I'll tell you, Murray de Gazach. The Gemara says in Saita that if a person does a mitzvah, he protects a person, only calls man, he's doing the mitzvah. The Gemara says Be'idna. The Tyra protects a person, even Shalei Be'idna. Standing means a person learns Torah. It's supposed to protect you even when you go outside the base medrash. I'll explain in a minute why it doesn't. Well then, Zokta Maral, what's the shot? Why is mitzvah protect a person only be'idna and Torah even shalei be'idna? Zokta Maral, because mitzvahs operate on the guf. And the guf by nature, the physical world by nature, has an expiration date, has a shelf life. Everything in the physical world either dies, forgets, gets tired. The goof by nature is constantly fading. It's the yusoid of Gashmias that is under the shlita of Zman. So when a person does mitzvahs, since it's operating with the goof and on the goof, by nature is going to be limited in time. But Torah is the or, it's not an air. Torah is the light. So it has no time limit. It's above time. So Torah protects the person. Agav affects the olam. He once walked out of the base medrash because he didn't feel so protected. He didn't feel that as shalei be'idna. Maral says in a different place, that's only when you learn above time. It means if a guy only learns on the schedule, he's constantly looking at his clock to see whether the clock may be stopped and something's wrong. The guy is checking his watch during shir every 10 minutes. So the pshat is, you're learning only, the guy says, he can't learn 15 minutes past what he made up, half an hour. Or for example, Moshul, they're under a machrim, Moshul Shabbos, they don't learn, for example. It's a shalei be'idna dikazach. is Maral says that in order to be zeicha in the skula that Torah is above time, and it goes past the expiration date, you have to learn it in an oifen of Torah, not in an oifen of guf. That means if your Torah is under the shlita of time, so it has the skula of a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it doesn't have the skula of or. Dr. Maral, if a person lives above schedule, learns above schedule, so then you're zeicha to the school of Shalei Be'idna, because you're not putting your Torah under the shlita of time. That's the pshat why the Yevanim was lashkicham Torah secha, because it was a Torah of guf, it wasn't the Torah of neshama. Mele was under the shlita of the time. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, the hesped in Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, it says le'nos lecha v'le'kos einav. In fact, the Pachad Yitzchak and Shavuos, a modern hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the hesped in the Torah gave? He didn't have glasses, right? And he didn't have wrinkles. It's a modern sort of hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu. Eved Hashem, he didn't age. He was fresh like a daisy. Modern Maisa. That's the hesped on the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu, Eved Hashem. That's what they had to say about him. That he was fresh like a, what do you call it? Dr. Pachad Yitzchak, Nain. Everybody ages. The fact that Moshe didn't age, because he was Torah Alein, and Torah is Shalei Be'idna, Torah is above time, because Torah is Kulei Ruchni, as Moshe Rabbeinu's guf was in Gansin a shtick Torah, so he was Shalei Be'idna, so maybe he didn't age. Moshe Rabbeinu was fresh like a daisy, and that's the biggest shvach of Moshe Rabbeinu in the hesped of Moshe Rabbeinu, L'nos lecha l'kos ha'enav, as geblugim fresh, he blived fresh like when he started, because Moshe Rabbeinu also learned Motzei Shabbos from Stoma. He says 40 days, 40 nights without a break for statement that we're not giving advice like that, but Epis. 40 minutes maybe. Akoponim, the Yesod of Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yesod of Torah, which is the Metzias above time, because it's not a goof. Let's go back. It's again, Nachma. Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or is what breaks the cycle of Kli Reik Einem Machzik. That's how we kachenu b'mitzvah Yisachah, the Sein Chalkenu b'Soyer Yisachah, and then it's Machzik. Then the Torah Alein lasts. It's above time. Give it over. Me'ela Zokta Maral, in Pirkei Avos, Adova Neira. Listen to what he says. A tree, a person who has maisov more than chachmasoi, balzen, what that means. Why are the roots called mitzvahs and the anofim are called Torah? He says the roots, where are the roots? The roots are in the ground. The roots deal with the mud. That's ofra, that's the person. The roots deal with the guf. The roots operate on the guf. They operate on the guf with the guf. So in Chazal, mitzvahs, maisav are called shiroshim. Because they deal with the adoma. They chapasach with the adoma. They deal with the earth and the mud and the earthworms. It's not kishmak there, but there's roots there. By the way, nobody sees the roots. Everyone sees the anofim. The anofim are in the air. Lomdis, kishmak, Torah. They're in the avir. They're not dealing with the adoma. That's the ruchnius. That's the or of Torah. 15 stodim in migu. Now what happens if a guy has more branches than roots? He has more Torah than mitzvahs. So you're missing stability because your guf, says the Maral, I'm quoting, doesn't have the ability to carry the burden of your Torah. Can only take 2 stodim migu, like Rabbi Hanan said. Then it turned into 4. 16 stodim migu, it can't. Because you don't get off a Kriya Shema on time, so you don't have roots. You didn't deal with the Adama. You can only have as much Sein Chalkeinu B'Soyer Secha as you have Kachena Mitzvah Secha. So, Dr. Maral, if you have more Chachma than roots, so what do you have? You have a lot of branches, you have a lot of Torah, but your roots, your stability in the Adama of dealing with the earth is very Shvach. What's an Afkamina? A wind comes and you're blown away. The guy asks himself, funny, he had a Zam Moivitik a second Seder yesterday. He was Mechadish Chidushu Muflogim. That not Rav Chaim in Stenzel, not Rav Chaim in Sefer said. Much more than that. Not Rav Bochber. Not when he met Rav Menachem Zembe at the Warsaw railroad station. And then he didn't get up for 2 days. Makara. He has the Chazal Chazal Anofim. He has wings in the air. Tifazachin. But he has no roots. Because he doesn't get up as my Kriyash, my first, second, or third. He doesn't get up. He doesn't keep mitzvahs. So he doesn't have roots dealing with that Dhamma. He doesn't have an infrastructure which is holding up the branches, which is holding up the lamdas. Zogin Chazal, b'kol shemaisa b'ruma chachmasai. Guy has more mitzvahs than lamdas. More mitzvahs than learning. So then he has roots. That means he's entrenched in the ground. He took care of the ofra part of him. So he's stable. The answer to stability and not stability in Torah depends on how much roots you have, how much mitzvahs you have. Mitzvahs give stability, because mitzvahs create the infrastructure, the roots. Now the problem is, it's not so glorious, the roots. The roots are in the ground, nobody sees them. Or I'll speak this out. Mizetas nisht. It's buried in the offer. You don't see the roots. Everyone sees that nothing. But it's funny, people see these huge trees, and some of them just get blown away. There's a little breeze, it's gone. Then you have guys who have not such big branches. They only know two tzedakim, maybe. But that piss all the tornadoes and hurricanes of the world. They don't budge them, yeah? Because he has shroshim, he has roots. He dealt with the kajena mitzvasacha. He created stability. He has an infrastructure that holds him up. That's the big secret. And the Maral goes right there and says, let's see, you have two guys. One guy has more mitzvahs than the other. But the one who has more mitzvahs than the other has more Torah. So the first guy who has more mitzvahs, says the Maral, is going to be more unstable than the other one who has less mitzvahs, because the other guy is carrying less Torah, so he's stable. My sov, says the Maral, chochmosoi. You have to make sure you want to shtag, you want to expand your anofim, make sure you have enough mitzvahs to hold it. And if you don't have enough mitzvahs to hold up to your Torah, it's not going to go. It's going to, how do you check? How does a person check? Very simple, the Mishnah says how to check. It was windy the other day. Are you flat on your back again? Or are you still standing strong? That's how you know whether your ratio of mitzvahs and Torah is the right ratio. It's very interesting, historically, it's in Shanta Zach, you know? The Chazanish said that when the Hungarian Yidden came after the war to Bnei Brak, it saved Bnei Brak, he said. Why? He said, I don't know. I come from both sides, so I can speak for both of them. The half of me that's a Litvak says, listen, with all due respect, we know that Stadim of Migu, okay? The other half says that mitzvahs are important. Lamaisa, in the test of time, the Hungarians, Zangazuntur Stark, they when the winds of Haskalah came and blew, they held on. Because they probably had more mitzvahs than Anofim. I don't know how many Tzadim Amigo they knew back then in Budapest. But a lot of them, mitzvahs they had. And by us, back in Litva, the other half, we had all the Tzadim Amigo. But when the Haskalah came, it blew everybody away. There was barely a minion in Vilna before the war until the Miras and the Briskas turned up in Nebuch. Because the pshat is, there were more on offer than the mitzvah. Historically, in Klai Yisrael, it's been like that. In places where mitzvahs were weak, Torah didn't last. And the kli for, so you could only be machzik as much Torah as you filled yourself up with mitzvahs. As much as your kachen and mitzvah sacha, that's the exact amount of holding on to Torah. Kli machzik, you could learn a lot, but you won't hold on to it. The tree won't grow. You won't be able to develop other branches. That's the first answer on this great riddle of Kli Reik, Eino Machzik, Kli Malei Machzik.